Protect, brought to you by East Coast FM, the IBI, and funded by Cumasun the Man with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.
Good evening. My name is Max Kane, and you're very welcome to Ours to Protect here on East Coast FM. Each week, we discuss topics relating to climate change and the environment and the things that we can be doing to help. This week, we're talking all about illegal dumping. To start things off, Clodagh Byrne caught up with Ian Davis, manager of the Pure Project, to get the Wicklow perspective on dumping.
I wanted to speak a little bit about illegal dumping with you, that a lot of people don't know much about it or how severe it can be when considering the law. Can you explain a little bit more about it for me?
We deal with a geographical area which we call the Wicklow Dublin Uplands. And in the beginning of the project, when it was launched back in 2006, we were encountering huge amount of large-scale illegal dumping sites. However, the majority of those were what we termed as legacy dumping sites or historical dumping sites. So they could have been on the environment for a number of years, and the public, they just didn't know what to do, who to call, or what would actually happen if they did call somebody. So an example of those sites would be back in 2007 and 2008, we were finding large-scale illegal dumping sites consisting of over 20 tons of illegal dumping. Back in 2008, I remember that time very well because you drive up the mountains up into the Wicklow Dublin Uplands, and there were actually certain locations in this area where you couldn't drive down the road because it was been blocked by furniture, washing machines, couches, you name it, it was dumped on the landscape. In 2008, that year alone, we removed 440 tons of illegal dumping. Now that's 440,000 kilograms of waste. But if you look at last year in 2023, we removed 120 tons of illegal dumping. So that represents a 72% reduction in illegal dumping in this geographical area. Other locations in Ireland, they're continually stating that they're finding illegal dumping to be increasing. But we're finding that we're actually seeing a reduction in dumping.
I wanted to ask your thoughts on the change. Do you think it has something to do with environmental consciousness or even the Waste Management Act of 2020? What do you think it was?
I think there are a number of aspects and attributes which has led to reduction in illegal dumping, especially in where we're working in Wicklow Dublin Uplands. One of the main elements that we've seen a reason for the reduction in dumping is, yes, people are becoming much more environmentally aware. But back in 2009 and 10, we started a project called the Pure Mile. Very simple idea. It was engaging with the public and working with them with underneath the term and the vision of working together to improve and enhance our environment. So we had five areas, 5 miles in 2010. This year in 2024, we're going to have a record 1,000 miles of roads, mountains, woodlands, valleys, forestries, upland amenities, car parks, pull-ins, even some coastal areas. And we're engaging with thousands of volunteers.
I also caught up with Leo Donovan, CEO of We Ireland, as concerns are being raised regarding the unsafe dumping of electrical items.
We all use electrical appliances in our homes. Recent studies shown us, I think, an average is about 115 electrical items in people's homes. Everything from your large appliances like your washing machine, dishwasher, fridge, freezers, your big televisions, right down to your small appliances, your electric toothbrush, the hairdryer, the toaster, and those appliances. So the message really today is to encourage everybody to think about recycling their old electric appliance when it comes to its end of life. We do encourage people to do repair if a product is broken. That's our first port of call, is to encourage to repair. And you can go onto a website, repairmystuff.ie, and you'll be able to find out your local repair person that will do a repair for electrical appliance. But when it is come to its proper end of life, we're encouraging people to bring it back to an authorised collection point. And that would be your local authority recycling facility in your area. It would also include the electrical retailers. Now, you don't have to have bought appliance from that particular retailer to bring it back. They will accept all electrical appliances, provided they sell similar type electrical appliances, free of charge, no purchase required. And the free option is there in the local authorities as well. It's important that the listeners know that when they go up to a local authority site, if they only have electrical appliances or batteries for recycling, they can let the person on the gate know that, look, it's free to have those recycled, and they're allowed in to have their electrical appliances and batteries recycled for free.
And one of the
big messages, I suppose, is that it's not just the big appliances like the TVs and microwaves. This goes right down to headphones, vapes. These have batteries. These need to be recycled.
Yeah, that's our biggest challenge, is the smaller appliances. EU studies have shown that only 25% of small appliances are coming back. And when we even look at the small appliances, you mentioned vapes there, remote controls, small IT devices. We're only getting maybe 12% of those back. Now, there's more and more appliances going on the market that people are using more electrical appliances in their everyday lives. And we see the material coming back to us. There's more and more appliances are containing batteries. So we have a double challenge here of not only getting the electrical appliance back, the small electrical appliance back, but getting the battery out of that electric appliance. So if I take my electric toothbrush now, that's a classic example now where people are using electric appliance now. In there, there's a battery. So we would encourage people then to, when their toothbrush is come to its end of life, to return to one of the collection points. We will then bring that material down to our recycling centre in Tullamore. It's run by KMK Metals, and they use best available technology for the separation of batteries from the appliance. So we separate out the batteries and then we package them, and they go for treatment in continental Europe. And then the remaining part of the electric appliance is broken down, and we get the plastics, the metals, and any other recoverable materials out of that appliance.
You can get even more information online. Be sure to visit eastcoast.fm or ourstoprotect.ie. Ours to Protect is a climate change and climate action focused program series funded by Commission Man with the television license fee. You can listen back to all of our episodes so far at ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Commission Man with the television license fee and is a partnership between East Coast FM and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more info.